This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And we'll be back. Yes, the governor will be on at 11:30. I assume he'll incorporate the late information we got about the numbers of fatalities in the nursing homes. That might be near the top of his briefing. It is Beach & Company. Let's go to line three, and that should be Eddie in Alden. Eddie, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I couldn't be better, Eddie. What do you got for us today?
I'm not really a political guy, but there's not much chance of finding anything else right now. I think it's just here we go again, you know, the Republicans against the Democrats. I think that Biden is pandering to both sexes strictly for votes. There's no doubt about it. I don't think he's looking for a female, but the votes are there. And Fox is putting the spotlight on Trump. I think that if you looked at Trump's record and Biden's record, they're the same. They're both womanizers, especially Trump. Biden also, their kids are all for themselves. And I don't think Cuomo will ever run for president this term. It would be brutal for him. And I'd like to say for you, happy Dingus Day with your bowl of sausage.
My Dingus Day, you're the first one to wish me a happy Dingus Day.
No blankie, though. I don't know.
Is that for next year's Dingus Day? We kind of missed the train on this one.
There's a place near Alden that it's a Polish place, strictly Polish, 100%. Dingus Day, 100%. I drove by today, and they got Mexican music. They got signs up that they're doing Mexican food and margaritas and everything.
Oh, wow. Well, at least somebody's having a good time. Hey, thank you. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Daniel, let's see who be next. We go through the magic of radio to New Mexico and Fred. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Fred. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay, Fred.
Okay, yep. Good. Good. The reason I called was to discuss Biden. I believe that what we're seeing right now is what they tried to do to Trump, too. Anybody that gets up there a ways and might have a chance at winning something, they tear down. By they, I mean the press and, the press, essentially.
Well, they showed video of him falling asleep during a Hillary Clinton speech, so... it shows me that that's one of the things about Biden is he gives all kinds of sound bites and photo ops for just the way he conducts himself and what he says and how he says it.
So you're saying that it's his, that he deserves it?
No, what I'm saying is the press, if they don't like you, will pick on every single thing You were talking about them knocking down somebody. And my point of view was that would be a non-story. Haven't we all sat down during a long speech and occasionally closed our eyes, and this was only about 15 seconds, and then opened them and realized that I had nodded off? Well, normally that wouldn't even be a big deal. But with Joe Biden, with his gaffes, the things he says, like the Republicans have a set of standards, we have double standards. Now, I know that's like a Groucho Marx deal. You know, he's meant it to be positive, but it sounds goofy, and double standards is definitely not what you want to promote.
True.
So they'll pick up stuff like that, Fred, and use it. And that backs up what you said.
Right. I've gotten to the point where I really dislike the press. I really do. I go on social media and discuss things with other folks. But when it comes to the press, I just have no use for it anymore.
You know what? Especially the White House press corps. First of all, they're very young and they show no respect. You don't have to like the guy that's in the office, but you have to respect the office. It's part of what we are. And it seems like as he's explaining something, they'll just jump right in and interrupt him when he's trying to explain the answer to the question they just asked. And it shows no respect for authority, no respect for the office, no respect for elders, no respect for anything.
No.
And there are kids who outside, I don't know how you get on the White House press corps, but they show no respect, and I don't know how they got that far.
Well, I think you got to be a jerk. That's the only kind they hire.
I'm just thinking, how could you go to a press briefing with the president, knowing in your mind which things, if they're said, you're going to jump on them for? That's not there to learn or to share in information, jot down this or that. And it's just there to denigrate him. You know it, and he knows it. And then when he's trying to answer your questions, you jump in on him by showing no respect at all.
Well, you know, you can't respect them because of that. I mean, there's I don't know if that's a new generation of, you know, give me, and you're such a wonderful person, everybody else is a bum.
Well, you know what's easy to compare? Compare the questions that Andrew Cuomo gets at his press briefing. They're legitimate questions, by and large. Nothing's perfect, but they're legitimate questions seeking information. That's all. They don't go after him just to go after him. Then you go to the president, who gets none of those people. They're all out after him, and he's not paranoid about that. That's true. He has very few allies. There shouldn't be allies or enemies in the press corps anyway. They should be neutral people, but I think that's so far gone, you can't even see it from here.
Yeah, that's not true. I mean, that's true. That's not happening.
Yeah, I get angry when I see these young punks shouting at the president in the middle of his answer. That bothers me a lot.
Oh, I'll say they don't deserve to be asking him questions.
No, you got to wonder how they got chosen and what have they accomplished. I'd like to know, what have you accomplished? Are you doing stand-up pieces? Are you writing for a newspaper or a magazine or anything else? I'd like to know what you've accomplished, that you have enough gall to stand in front of the President of the United States and mock him. I'd like to know. And I'd like to also know, if you'd ever try that in another country, what would happen to you?
That gives them the right to do that anyway.
Okay, Fred, good to talk to you, always. Thank you for calling.
Sandy, I saw one of your favorites this morning. Mr. President, why do you keep referring to it as the Chinese virus? Some people are saying that that's racist. Well, that's because it comes from China.
China! I love that. That is my favorite response from the president, because it came from China. I love that, and I just root for him. Every time they come after him with one of those gotcha questions, I just love it when he just nails them. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. We've got the governor at 11:30. And let's get back to the calls. This would be line two, Angelo from Niagara Falls. Angelo, welcome back.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm okay, Angelo. What's on your mind today?
I had a thought. I'm just joking around with you. But I'm going to say, because the Biden nomination is so kind of absurd, for the VP, he might as well go with the wacky of the wacky and go with Maxine Waters.
Oh, oh, thank you for that. Thank you. That makes being quarantined a pleasant journey when you say things like that. That would be a dream come true.
My apologies.
Now, you got to wonder. Okay, you said it as a joke. I took it as a joke. You think it's funny. I think it's funny. I think a lot of people out there, if they've ever heard her speak, will think it's funny. How does she ever get elected? How could you go to the ballot box and cast your vote for that woman?
It's crazy. And, Sandy, I got to ask you a question I don't think a right-minded person could answer. Who would you go with, Waters or Clinton?
Oh, man. Well, I think in that case, you could only go with Waters for comic relief. But if you like to get angry, I think Hillary Clinton, because she's denigrated anybody that doesn't think the way she does. We are deplorables. She's got a whole basket. She says a basket. It's probably a lot more than one basket with her. So, yeah, I think that would be, what do you like better, vomiting or diarrhea? All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You have to make a choice. I mean, life is a bunch of choices. Shaboom, shaboom. Okay.
I think, and here, boy, I thought it was a box of chocolates.
A box of you. Yeah, you are like Forrest Gump. Absolutely. Life is like a box of chocolates. But that's true. You think about it. As a kid, if your mother had a box of chocolates that didn't say which each of the chocolates were, you couldn't tell. Could you ever tell the difference between like dark chocolate and regular milk chocolate, or if one had a nut in it or anything like that?
Well, I learned at a young age the difference between dark chocolate and milk chocolate, but I hated those boxes because of what you said. You didn't know what was inside. Are you going to bite into it and get that cherry, or are you going to bite into it and get something like licorice-y, I don't know,
yeah,
instead of something with peanuts in it or peanut butter that's actually good?
And around here, we have so many good chocolatiers, it's amazing. It really is. You mention a good one, somebody else mentions a good one, you come back, you could be all day naming the people that sell chocolate here.
Absolutely.
It's good stuff, too, man. We never have a lot of chocolate in the house, but we always have something. Because Bernie will say, would you like, can I get you anything? I'll say, get me a couple of those little chocolates, because they're small.
I say, get me the big chocolates because they're big.
She hides them. She hides
what?
Them. And I can't find them. I don't know where she hides them.
You need a stash of your own.
It's probably a place where no man has ever been before. Bernie's chocolate discovery.
You've ever hidden snacks in the past, Sandy.
No, a couple of times, you know, she was out of the house. I thought, now's the time. Go for it. There might be a little Debbie somewhere. and I can't find it. And she'll come home. Can I get you any? Yeah, can I have a little Debbie? And she instantly finds it and goes to it. That's just the way it is.
Can I interest you in a zebra cake?
Yeah. Oh, zebra cakes. I haven't had a zebra cake in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's the ultimate little Debbie. It really is. But you better make sure every crumb is not on the counter. And there's no hint of a plastic covering, because she'll know it. She will absolutely know.
What's this wrapper from, Sandy?
Yes, I said some guy came in, ate a little Debbie snack cake, left the wrapper, and went.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Who it was. Let's go to Roy in Boston. This is line three. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Mr. Deep Voice, Roy from Boston. What's going on today, Roy?
I have a few comments about Cuomo.
Okay.
Cuomo is nothing more than a political opportunist that is using the coronavirus to be on TV every day for national recognition for a future presidential run, probably in 2024.
I think you're right on that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, just to show you how bad it is, my brother-in-law lives in Reno, and he said Cuomo is on TV more than Trump. Can you believe that?
Well, they're both on cable, but I think that could be true because the CNNs of the world, MSNBCs of the world, probably avoid Trump like the plague.
Yeah. Well, secondly, you know, Cuomo bankrupted the state and wants the federal government to bail him out. Now,
that is such a joke. You're right. And he ties it in with the virus. Makes it seem like we were in really great shape until the virus showed up, as far as a state is concerned.
Well, the question is
a country.
Do most people recognize that that's his angle to close the gap with the federal government?
And look, we got a county executive who's talking about cuts of 13% being possible, and talking about just under 200 million. I think it's like 180 million in the rainy day fund, and he's not talking about using any of that. I don't know what kind of a rainy day he's waiting for—a nuclear holocaust. I mean, this—it's raining now, and to cut services to people who need them, when you've got money in the bank like that, it's just not right.
Well, with Cuomo, we always get a snow job, you know. Now if New York State was not a sanctuary state giving enormous amounts of money to illegal aliens, the situation would not be so grave.
Absolutely right. We got open the doors, let all these people in, give them this, give them that, and now, oh, gee, we're in tough shape. Absolutely. If you took care of the people that actually voted for you and the people that didn't vote for you but are here legitimately, you wouldn't be stuck like that. Okay, Roy, I have to run. Sorry, I have to cut it short. I hear the promo music right there. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back with the Beach and Company, I am Sandy Beach, and 11:30 today, the governor will be on. That's 11:30 till whenever he runs out of questions. It is Beach and Company asking these questions regarding Andrew Cuomo. Is he preparing himself to try and oust Biden from the nomination? I don't know whether he is or not. I kind of think he could be. Biden is a gaffe. You never know when he's going to have another gaffe, the final one, the fatal one. You never know with him. He fell asleep during a Hillary Clinton speech. Can't blame him for that. I think we all do. Every once in a while, we all doze off. A good place to take a snooze. Let's see. Let's some other questions. Fox isn't carrying his briefings anymore. Do you think you're reading something into that? Because maybe, you know, if I'm in another state and I watch Andrew Cuomo being covered every single day, I'm thinking, wait a minute, there's 50 states in the union. New York is certainly a big state, an influential state, but it's one state. Okay, how come we're not getting much attention? Our governor is never on television, that kind of thing. And I think they're human beings. They understand why is it all being focused on this one guy, even if it is New York. And even in the beginnings when they were looking for those 95 M95 masks and things like that, it seemed like he said, I need 400 and you only send me 40. What good are 40, whatever. And there's others who didn't have any. So because they were in a kissy face relationship at that time, Cuomo and the president, he got, I think, favored nation treaty. He got the sanctuary of being the favorite of the president, and now maybe they got sick of it. And so they're not showing all of the, at least here, they're not showing all of it, and here would be ground zero. Because it's his home state. Who would Biden choose as a running mate? Because he said it's going to be a woman. And will he be investigated for sexual abuse? And will he be investigated for his son selling influence, basically? Let's go to Jim. He's on line four. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing, Sandy?
I'm good, Jim. Thanks for holding. What do you got?
Hey, just to mention the whole thing about Cuomo, I think Fox actually dropped it because it was pretty much Groundhog Day every day. His brief.
It was. You're right. It was. It's very similar.
And he doesn't have a chance of being the VP because I think it's just Biden trying to placate, trying to sell himself by having a woman for a vice president.
And yeah, I mean, I hate that when they set those parameters out. Why not go for the best person? I know that sounds idealistic, but here they tell us to be fair, to vote for the best person, except in this case, you might vote because it's a woman. That's wrong.
Well, they got to do what they got to do to sell. Or Biden knows he's got to do what he's got to do to sell himself for presidency.
Well, that's true. It's like he's leased part of the presidency to a woman. Do you have any idea who it might be?
I forget her name. But I think it's going to be the governor from Michigan.
Oh, okay, you think? Okay, there's about four people who are named regularly, and she's usually in there. So you think he's? You says you don't think he has a chance to be president, but do you think he's going to try and edge out Biden?
No, I don't. I don't. I think he jumped at the chance. He's an opportunist, which, you know, God bless him. But. As far as the Biden investigation, as far as his son and this sexual assault allegation,
Right.
I just wish, I wish they would give the same standards they did to Kavanaugh. I mean, I remember from Hawaii telling men to just shut up when something like this happens. But yet, we have an allegation that pretty much can be corroborated by five witnesses, was on CNN when it was on, I forget the gentleman's name, back in 92 when the mother verified it was the mother that actually called.
Larry King. I think she was on with Larry King.
Yeah, it was Larry King. I forgot the name. So, I mean, it could be corroborated. And the one thing I hear Republicans saying that Democrats never said is he is entitled to due process. He's not guilty, but it should be investigated.
Well, I agree. It should be, because it's been hanging around for a long time, and that cloud is will only get bigger and darker hanging over his head during the campaign when it gets up to the debating. They get on the same debate stage. Anything goes.
And keep in mind, from Tara Reid's, you know, her Twitter post, you know, now she's being threatened and harassed, which you knew that was coming.
Sure.
She even admitted she was a lifelong Democrat. She still is a Democrat. And very disgusted in her party right now. As far as the investigations for both outside for his family, it's not just his son. His brother also enriched his position when Joe Biden was a senator.
Yeah, I think I saw a feature where it said four, it was either four or five Biden members of his family took the same route to personal enrichment through contacts. You can imagine when you're up as high as vice president, how much influence you have, and I think it's very tempting for your kids to try and sell that. You know, you're not the man, but you certainly are close to the man, and what's it worth to you? And that's not right. It's simply not right. Hey, thanks for the call. You got some good things. Appreciate it. Let's take a break now and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm very excited, too, because I understand there may be some ice cream coming my way from Bernadette, a woman who has a particular set of skills, and one of them is to bring back an ice cream from the outside world.
Would that be rum raisin ice cream?
It would be rum raisin ice cream at Uncle G's. Mm. Uncle G's is open for takeout like other restaurants are, but they're one of the few that carry rum raisin ice cream. Have either of you guys had rum raisin?
I have not. In fact, Sullivan's added it, and I still haven't tried it. Jeannie has. She likes it.
Oh, it's very good, rum raisin. And it's not far from my house, which is makes it even better. let's see, what are we talking about? The politics. We haven't been talking much on politics. Yesterday, Rush was back. He's been off for about 5 weeks with us. Was he talking strictly politics, or did he do much virus talk, too? What do you think?
I'm sorry, we're in ABC again.
Oh, ABC, when they hit that squawk box, you're right. You can't leave your microphone on.
Or can you can hear either.
was Rush talking much in politics, or was there...
Mostly politics. Mostly politics, yeah.
Okay. I'll listen today because I enjoy Rush. I didn't know yesterday there was a decision as to whether he was going to be on or not. I wasn't sure what they had decided. Okay. Andrew Cuomo, is he trying to push out Biden for the Democratic nomination? Fox is not covering his press conferences anymore. They were doing them every day, but there's a very similar every single day. The only thing that changed really from day to day was the number. But beyond that, it was very much the same message. And Biden, he said he will choose a woman to be a vice presidential nomination. And who do you think that will be? And will he be investigated?
What do you think would help or hurt Cuomo if he scaled back the press conferences and didn't do as many? Would that help him or hurt him?
Oh, sure, because he was getting national coverage every day. So I don't think it's natural. You can do that maybe once a week and have a short of some emergency situation. If you did it once a week, it would have more meaning, too. The same thing every day doesn't really make it, unless you're on your honeymoon. But basically, I think once a week is plenty. Now, you can isolate that, certainly.
Definitely.
I know. Okay. Where are we? Where? Oh, look, I'm moving things around. I'm going crazy today. You know why? I'm thinking of ice cream instead of the world situation. Let's go to Bruce in Wilson. Bruce, you're on WBEN, line one. Hello, Bruce.
This is Anthony in West Seneca instead of Bruce.
Oh, Anthony in West Seneca. You're not even on my pad, but I'll take the call. Anthony, what's on your mind today? Thank you for calling.
Well, you know, I think that Joe Biden will end up picking as his running mate Stacey Abrams. And here's why. Because, you know, like there's been talk, you know, you hear names like Michelle Obama, but I think, you know, Michelle Obama, for example, would completely overshadow Joe Biden. I think if he were to select Michelle Obama, I think there would be a strong push to make her the nominee instead of Joe Biden. So, you know, I don't think it would be anyone like Michelle Obama. I don't think, you know, like Kamala Harris would be his pick for running mate either, since she comes from like the biggest blue state. But I think Stacey Abrams, you know, coming from a red state like Georgia, Georgia's not quite as much of a red state as it used to be. I think that might be, you know, like the safest pick.
Well, I think you're right about overshadowing. The last thing you want to do is to have a vice presidential nominee who is overshadowing the presidential nominee. And with Biden, that would be a pretty low threshold. So it could be almost anybody. I kind of wish he hadn't narrowed it to a woman and just stuck with the best possible candidate. I don't know how you can go wrong by choosing the best person. Instead, they go back and they tell us to be fair and consider everybody and be inclusionary. But here, he's cut off half of the number of voters that are out there by saying it's going to be a woman. So I hope he gets a good one. I hope it's a good campaign. It's certainly going to be an unusual campaign.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when they're going to get out on the trail.
Right. And really quick regarding Andrew Cuomo, I think Andrew Cuomo, I think a few callers ago, you know, caller mentioned that he thinks Andrew Cuomo will be, you know, like the nominee in 2024. And I think Cuomo is biding his time until then, because I almost think Andrew Cuomo is kind of building himself up to be the nominee then, because Andrew Cuomo more than likely probably expects that Joe Biden will go down in flames at some point. And
that's true. And remember, we predicted that he was building a puzzle of a nominee for president. He wanted to be the first with what they call comprehensive gun control. Remember how he rushed to get it done before Obama could get it done on a national basis?
Yep.
And things like that. And every time you put another piece in that puzzle, we would mention it. So you guys could be right. He does expect Biden to get on in flames, and who's standing there with a fire hose ready to put that out? And that would be Andrew Cuomo, because I don't think there are many other big national names that are charismatic that they could put out. They don't want to put out two duds in a row.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Yep. I think that's true. You cannot bring somebody on who's going to overshadow. It's like Ed McMahon overshadowing Johnny Carson. It doesn't work that way. McMahon knows his place. He laughs when he's supposed to laugh. He goes out and cuts the ribbons and makes the speeches and attends the funerals and does the sort of things that vice presidents do. Okay, Mr. Beamer, how about a couple of your Facebooks, if you would?
Oh, Sandy, I would love to. We'll go with Mike. And this is something I was thinking as well. When it comes to Cuomo and potentially running for president, Mike puts it perfectly. Cuomo showed, after less than a week, that he can't handle a daily grind it takes. His condescending tone has turned a lot of middlers off. Personally, Sandy, I also think that if you just dig into Cuomo's statements, last year, that would turn a lot of independents away from his candidacy.
Yeah, every once in a while, you get lulled into, hey, this guy might be a good candidate. And then what happens? He shows the real him. He takes, you know, it's funny, he tells you to take the mask off. He takes the mask off, but you're supposed to keep the mask on. But when he takes it off, it's not a pretty sight. as I said, when he told that person, well, get a job. Get a job in something that is necessary, and you won't have that problem anymore. I remember David Bellavia really going after him, and it was great radio. I can tell you that. Another one, please.
Rich says, no way. Cuomo promised if he was reelected, he wouldn't run for president, and he'll keep that promise. Now, in 2024, however, I'd count on him to run.
Well, do you know of any other? I'm trying to think of Democrats off the top of my head who are charismatic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say who promised not to run for president and then ran for president.
Well, yeah, that kind of stuff happens all the time. There is no such thing as shame when you're a politician.
No, and not at all.
There's no such thing as being a hypocrite. Hippocrates was probably a good choice. But they're always changing their mind, redoing their position, and that's the way it goes if you want to run for public office. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let's see. We won't have time for another call, but let's get another Facebook from Joseph Beamer, not just Buzzy. He's also Joseph.
Patrick said, right now, Andrew Cuomo looks very presidential during his daily briefings. However, you just have to go back a few months, not even a year, when he was advocating for illegal immigrants to be admitted into the state and get the benefits of a taxpayer, and when he said conservatives weren't welcome.
Yeah, he said conservatives weren't welcome, which is, a big chunk of the population that we send in our tax money, but we're not welcome to stay here. That would come up certainly in a presidential debate, who's welcome and who isn't. And also, you're right, we're a sanctuary state. We are a welcoming, we're a warming, we're a sucker state, actually, for giving all that money to people who aren't here legally. We'll take a break. All of the people working on this show today are legal. I will verify that. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.